Welcome to episode 330 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning again. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yo Mama Day. When we're recording this.
Hello, Gerald. Gerald, producer Gerald's with us as well.
Yep, celebrating Mother's Day as a trio.
None of us are mothers.
Nope, not a mother on the show right now. Look, he's got a nice little good morning, happy Mother's Day weekend.
Weekend with roses, glitter.
And bling.
Bling? Is that what bling?
Well, that diamond up top.
Do people still say bling?
I don't think so.
You're showing your age.
Can I get a bling check? Can I see if that's still a thing people do? So, they probably say it now to be like ironic.
Right, right, right.
To be like, but, look what I'm bringing back.
I mean, yeah, that's from 99. Bling, bling.
Bling.
Yeah, see, I feel like that is like, haha, bling's a joke, because look at that stuff.
So, you know, but people still get that stuff.
Well, I never had any of that stuff. Look at that. Is that Mario? Yeah. Luigi? Wario? Made out of gold?
Made out of crystals.
It's Luigi.
Huh. First off, if you're going to spend the money, don't get Luigi.
Right.
Unless your other...
Why is he yellow?
I don't know.
Because bling is yellow?
It looked like he was sponsored by Sprite. It was green and yellow. I like that AK up there.
Yeah?
That sends a message. Like I'm not to be fucked with.
Yeah, it sure does. It sends some kind of message.
Now look at that guy. He sends a message as well. That's a blinged out Mario.
That's like dirty Mario right there.
That's like Mr. T meets Mario meets cheap porn.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy as...
Was that Ron Jeremy?
No, but it looked like him a little bit. Ron Jeremy would actually probably make a good Mario.
What a success story, that guy.
Oof.
Ron Jeremy.
No kidding. I don't.
Not attractive.
Just, look, it just goes to show you, I don't care what they say, size matters.
Also, when your parents say you can do anything, that's proof. That's absolute proof.
Because he's like never been like a decent looking dude.
He's kind of fat and gross.
No one ever looked at him and think, he's a hottie.
He's not even the best version of himself.
No. No, by far no.
Like, he's not an attractive guy, but he could be more attractive than he ever has been.
If he tried.
But it hasn't gotten in the way.
Yeah, he'd never had to be. Yeah, he's the American dream. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. He's in Ghostbusters.
He did have a cameo in Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Looking like himself.
Looking just like Ron Jeremy.
Look at him. Man, that hair is not bad right there. But his hair got nasty as he went on.
As he got older and lost it?
Yeah, but held on to it.
And it's got that greasy back look.
He's got a skullet.
Yes.
I don't approve of that cut. It's a rough looking dude.
Yeah.
Good for him, though.
I mean, to be fair, he's pretty old at this point.
What about that look? His cigar, he's got a Woody better. Or whatever they call that.
That still ain't a good-looking dude.
That's how everybody looked back in. Now that guy, Steal Your Girl right there.
He might have a little something going on. Lock up your cousins.
Leather coat. Is that happy trail? What a weird guy. Speaking of weird, I got on Netflix last night.
Uh-huh.
As one does, looking for the perfect... thing to relax too late at night, and I stumbled upon...
Oh, my God. Ron Jeremy is Mario. They did do it.
Yeah, you knew he did it. He looks like Mario's sleazy third cousin by marriage. Yeah. I got Giuseppe. On Netflix last night, and I found The Perfect Bid. Have you seen this?
No.
The Price is Right thing.
No.
It's a documentary about this guy who broke Price is Right.
I haven't.
It's good. About an hour 20, and it's worth a watch for sure. He basically, he's the guy right there at the bottom, second column, that guy.
That guy?
Theodore. So what Theodore realized is that the Price is Right recycled prizes back in the day. And so what he did was go full nerd and keep a spreadsheet.
Oh, wow.
Of everything, and then memorize the spreadsheet, allowing him to basically win on cue. So he would go to the audience and just shout out the right price. Because you can only be on once ever. That was the original rule. So you get one shot at it. But that's on Netflix, and people should watch it if you remotely like game shows.
I'm not a game show guy, so I probably won't watch it.
They got Bob in there. Look at Bob. That's the image from that. He's looking old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up in that thing. I like how he's letting the hair go now, though.
He's just like, fuck it.
I wish he had a beard. Like Letterman style. Letterman got that beard after he left. But yeah, that's a good watch. The Perfect Bid. Or Perfect Bid. I don't think there's a the.
Just Perfect Bid?
Yeah. It's like the
Did he fuck up and just keep like nailing it on cue?
So here's what happened. This is where it gets real jacked up. He's been like a million times. There's tons of footage of him yelling out the exact right price. And when he got on, he nailed the right price. But he didn't get to go to the showcase because he can't spin the wheel worth a damn.
Gotcha.
It's the one thing that's totally chance.
Right.
That wheel. Anyways, he sits next to this lady and husband who get on, and they had claimed to be studying prices too. The husband gets on. Well, he's telling the wife the prices for things.
Uh-huh.
And she's telling her husband. So at the end, during the showcase, he's adding it up. He tells her price. He adds it up again. He tells her the price. And he goes, wait, that might be exactly right. Don't do that. Like, round it up or down. You know, down. You don't go over.
Right.
So what she does is tell her husband, she mouths the exact right price. You can see the video of him staring at her. He bids that. It's like exact. $27,345 or something crazy like that. And that's the exact fucking price. But the guy who won claims that he doesn't even like know Theodore, never interacted with him basically.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he claims that he met him that morning, but he claimed it was all him and his wife. And
gotcha.
Theodore's like, bullshit, bro. I'm this man. Look how many times he's been. I think he's been 60 something times.
Wow.
Maybe 39. I might have fabricated that number. I just watched it once last night. But it was good. It was real good. He goes with like friends and family and hopes they get on because you can just look at him and he'll tell you what the price is. So anyways, when that happened, when the big win happened, Drew was the host already.
Oh.
And they totally changed the show after that happened. They don't reuse prizes anymore.
That's probably better.
Yeah, the system had been got. It was the first person to ever nail the showcase price exactly.
Huh.
That guy, that fuckface.
That's the guy that did it exact?
Yeah, Tony. But I don't think Tony did. That's the thing. And I don't like Tony keep saying it was all him. He said, I can't even hear, so there's no way I could hear the audience. You can see him staring at his wife, mouthing the numbers that she's saying.
Right.
There it is, $23,743.
Why would he do it exact? Why?
Because he's a piece of shit. Even the guy who was saying, like, he said, hey, don't give him that number. Like, you can't win exactly. Like, that's gonna create issues.
Yeah.
And Drew said there was like
a notice.
Drew said there was like a 10-minute pause because the show didn't know what to do. So, like, they took a break to figure it out.
Right.
And when he goes, he's like, oh, you hit it on the head. You win both showcases. It's so, like, throwaway line that Drew uses because he didn't think it would ever air.
Right.
Because he thought there was something up. So if you watch, he's like, oh, you hit it on the head. Congrats. You win them both. And it's like he just doesn't even give a shit about it. It's not like the spectacle that it should be. So that's a good. Theodore's all right. Terry's a piece of shit.
Fuck Terry.
Yeah, fuck Terry. But the doc's good. I liked it.
I might have to check it out. I've just been getting into some older stuff lately. Been watching some old movies from my childhood. That's actually about all I've been doing. And it takes me a while to do it because I've been so busy that I'm exhausted at 9 o'clock and turning a movie on at 8:15 or 9:15 and falling asleep, waking up. Been a rough week.
Yeah. I go through phases like that where it sucks. I've been pretty busy like that, and I've still played Rocket League every night, so I'm pretty well exhausted.
Yeah, I've been having to do some extra work at work, so I've been putting in some extra hours there. And then I got other things going on, of course, at home that I'm working on. So I think I actually only played any games for about an hour this week. And that was Division II.
Grown-up week.
Yeah, it was a grown-up week.
Those pictures of yard work. Now, I like that one right there.
Oh, on the four-wheeler?
They've got a push mower. But what he's done is sit on the front of a four-wheeler with someone else driving it, and he's holding the push mower.
Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
That seems safe to me.
He's not even belted in somehow.
The good news is he's not going to get... the mower's not going to hit him if something goes wrong.
He's getting run over.
He's getting run over.
Yeah. Which... Whoa.
Now, I mow like that sometimes as well.
Do you?
Yeah. There are no bottoms in that picture?
There was no bottom.
That's not safe for work.
No, it is not.
That's that NSFW mowing picture.
NSFW.
Why'd she have a Wi-Fi logo over her lady bits?
I don't think that's Wi-Fi. I think that's poop.
Oh, is that a poop emoji?
I think it's a poop, like a poop emoji type.
It looks
thing.
Like a Wi-Fi thing turned upside down.
It does. You're correct.
She's got full signal right there.
You know what I'm saying? Does.
Yeah, so perfect bid, old movies, a little bit of Rocket League, a little bit of Division. Actually, a lot of Rocket League, a little bit of Division.
You played a lot of Rocket League. I played a little bit of Division.
I finally took last night off because I just couldn't. I just couldn't anymore.
Well, I'm actually in Division. I'm kind of to a point where now I'm waiting on... There's a new update coming out this week and then Raid not long after. I've kind of got my build where I want it, so there's not a whole lot I really need to do unless I just want to, you know, scramble grind to create another loadout or something. But I've kind of... I wouldn't say I've done everything in the Division 2, but I've kind of done what I need to do for now.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Now, producer Gerald's been all in on Fortnite and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Duty night.
You know, it's 2016.
Modern Warfare. Advanced Warfare. What is it?
Modern Warfare. It's the first Call of Duty remastered. The first one remastered that came free with Black Ops 3, 12, whatever it was.
You know how all games are $59.99 that are full price?
Uh-huh.
All remakes should have a cap as well. Like, you shouldn't be able to charge over, like, whatever, $29 for a remake.
$30?
Yeah.
Half?
You can be cheaper, but
half?
You can't charge more.
I would go as high as 40. I would say 40 might be fair, depending on the game.
Whatever it is, there should just be a cap. You shouldn't be able to charge $60 for a remaster.
But, you know, if you're giving me Bubsy remastered, don't make that shit fucking $40.
I'll fuck up some Bubsy, though. I get down with some Bubsy.
Not for $40.
Probably not.
Right, see?
I just bought something. What did I buy?
I don't know. You haven't told me yet.
I don't think I can remember. I bought something on the PSN because it was on sale and it was cheap and I wanted it for a long time. It was only a few bucks, I think.
Was it an indie game?
I believe so. It's not going to come to me. I don't remember.
Okay. Was it a VR game?
I don't think so. Could have been. But I don't think so. Trying to picture my cross media bar, whatever they call that thing now. They still call it that?
I think it's still the cross media bar, yeah.
I can't think of what it is, but I downloaded something as part of that. So it's not the... It was, I think, maybe the... Might have been on the Golden Week sale, even.
That was last week?
Yeah.
Because now they're having a flash sale, if I remember correctly,
right? They have a flash sale going now. They had another sale. Like, they had a horror sale or something.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
Oh, I also forgot to tell you guys, I finally went and saw Endgame this week, so.
How was that? 3 hours of your life.
Good.
That's what I hear.
Good. It was a good 3 hours. And it was nice, because what I did, I actually went at 9:30 on a Sunday night. At the local theater close to me, which is a little smaller. It was me, another couple, and a dude and his kid. Man, comfy reclining seats. Yeah, it was good.
You could have got away with whatever in that theater.
I could have. But I didn't.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to reach the end game, you could have in that theater.
Yeah, and good movie. Some problems, but I know what they were trying to do with it, and they do what they want to do. So.
Gerald's all in. He's gone thumbs up.
Yeah, it was good. It's a few problems in the middle, and there's some serious time travel issues, but.
Time travel's real, so that's fine.
If you just think about it and just look at it as a closeout to the 21 movies that came before it or whatever, close out to that chapter, it does it quite well.
Gerald scored it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? I would go with that.
Also 4 stars. I don't know. You can't have two rating systems. I think 4 out of 5 or an 8 out of 10.
Actually, 8 out of 10 and 4 out of 5 are the same thing.
That's what he's done. He's reduced it. I don't like it. I like the 8 out of 10 better, 80%.
I'd give it an 80%, yeah.
If this is your first time here, welcome. We talk about video games and whatever. If you don't like it, start your own show. Talk about whatever you want. But as long as you're here, you're going to have to listen to us talk about whatever we want.
Right.
I was supposed to tell you more about what's going on here, but it turned into a lecture about how you don't get to tell us.
And it's like you're feeling some sort of way about authority here. Like,
don't tell me. I know my rights. Okay.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech.
I know the laws.
It's not how that works.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me. No part of that's true. None of that's true.
Right. No.
It's entrapment if you don't tell me.
It's not entirely true.
None of that's true.
There's a certain sense of truth to that, but for the most part, it's not true.
None of that's true. Now, Gerald is a cop, for real.
No, Gerald is a narc. Snitch.
Anyways, if this is your first time here, welcome. We do this show each and every week. It posts Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services and internet radio around the world.
I'm not a cop.
That's exactly what a cop would say.
I'm not a cop.
If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Toss us a couple bucks in the old tip bucket. It was a jar. Jar wouldn't hold all the money, so we had to upgrade it to a bucket. None of that's true. There's no actual jar or bucket. It just goes into an account.
No, we actually still have one of those tiny Pringles cans.
We couldn't even get a jar. We just cut a short stack.
We just cut a slit in the top.
In the short stack one, the gas station Pringle?
Yeah.
It holds like $2.50.
Yeah. We're rich.
Yeah.
By the way, just want to let all the listeners know, if you ever see what's called a highball energy drink, it's an organic energy drink. It's made out of organic cherry juice, organic caffeine, and organic sugar. I would say pass on that because it's not delicious.
Yeah, I assumed when it was organic.
And for the most part, I don't have a problem with organic stuff. It usually tastes pretty good. But this doesn't. This has an odd... Actually, it tastes fine, but it's got an odd aftertaste that feels like I ate dandelions.
I've been using some organic paint. Which just means it covers like shit. It's made from flowers.
Yeah. There it is. Except for, I actually have the black cherry. Yeah, no.
That's sparkling energy drink.
Those are energy waters. This is an actual energy drink.
Yeah, so I use this organic paint and it just doesn't cover. That looks better, but I don't like their cans.
It's not delicious.
Highball. What about balls? Where do you land on balls?
Like, you're going to have to be more specific.
B-A-W-L-S.
Oh, pass. Yeah.
Hard pass?
Yeah, it's...
W-L-S, I think.
I got to admit, when it comes to energy drinks, I'm pretty much a Monster Absolute Zero guy.
There you go. Balls.
No balls for me.
They're bottles like a ribbed condom. Mm-hmm. For her... pleasure,
right? Or okay. His depending.
Well, I think the package says for her pleasure.
Oh.
Balls. That has alcohol in it?
Yeah, I believe it does.
Or is that just a strictly an energy drink?
Maybe it's, I don't know, I guess, because I don't ever have it.
Never had balls.
Never had balls.
Okay. See if that, what's that wiki say? Has it got alcohol in it? Could a child buy that? I don't know. What's the correct age? This is, what's the correct age for a kid to start having energy drinks? 6?
Well, they're going to tell you never, but.
4? Just 13, rub a little.
Unless his, 13, unless his name is Chad. Then he can have it at 7.
You rub a little bit on Chad's gums when he's going to bed as a baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because Chad's a man.
Because Chad needs a jump start to make sure that he can punch holes in drywall later.
Now, do you see, it's available just at regular places, but it doesn't say Walmart.
Uh-huh. It doesn't.
Did you see that for some reason they keep showing it being delivered by a drone?
What, balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to that homepage. It has like a drone carrying a case of balls. Like they were like, what are dudes like? And like, drones and guns.
Drones and guns. Yeah. Speaking of which, you see Amazon's going to be scaling back to one-day shipping?
Yeah, I think scaling up. Scaling back makes it sound like it's going to be 3 days.
Nah, scaling. I call it scaling back.
I'm just wondering how long till Amazon sets up a warehouse in my backyard.
You think they'll have to?
So some dude can just hand it to me when I order it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know your proximity to an Amazon hub, but all our deliveries now just about are coming from Amazon proper. Like they're in Amazon vans.
Because you have one in
Murfreesboro.
There's one in Murfreesboro. Okay.
There's no alcohol in balls.
No.
It's carbonated water, corn syrup, citric acid, natural
guarana flavor.
Guana. Guarana. Sodium benzoate. Guano.
Guano, yeah.
And caffeine. They tried to make the can look like it had those little ribs on it, and I don't like that at all.
I don't either. I don't think I'd like to hold that either.
Would you like to do other things with that, though, is the question.
Nope.
Okay. Let us know if you use balls or enjoy balls. Hit us up on Twitter.
That's right.
So anyways, yeah, Amazon delivers their own package around here. And
not to us. We still get FedEx. And I don't know where our closest one is, honestly.
It's nice. They've got like these grayish-colored vans with a blue smiley face on them.
Mm.
And they're just delivering. Remember when it was like Amazon A to Z?
Yeah.
They don't say that anymore. Yeah, there they are.
Now they... Oh, that's the van?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're everywhere up here.
We do get around here a lot of is the independent drivers that they've
just
hired.
Some dude in a Camry with his car just packed full
of
boxes.
Like a 2007 Dodge Caravan.
Yeah, he's in a Jetta. It's just packed to the balls full of.
Yeah, I've gotten some of that around here.
What's it pay? Did you pull up the pay for that? $16 to $25 an hour.
That's in the warehouse.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. It sounds like hard work.
I don't know. I'm against hard work, personally.
Yeah. You're all work and no play.
Who, me?
I mean, if you're working hard like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have time, but you're so exhausted that you're like, I'm just going to lay down for just 2 seconds.
Exactly, yep.
Next thing you know, 3 a.m, you still got jeans on, haven't had any dinner.
That's, yeah.
What's a liquidation depot?
Where's that?
I don't know what that is. Liquidation Depot LLC. Give me a...
Didn't that give me a 5?
Zoom in a little bit. No. See if I can get a location.
Scrubs and More.
That's like right beside me.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's not Liquidation Depot anymore. That's a mini storage.
Yes. Didn't it used to be? They used to be a carpet place.
it's like, yeah, it was, they did like wood floors and shit.
Yeah.
Then it was a liquidation place similar to Gimme, or similar to like Bargain Hunt.
Yes.
Now it's mini storage. And then right to the left of that there, right to the left, you like those? To the left of that, there's a gym now and Scrubs and More and all that.
Mm.
It's right there in that open holler that's there.
Nice.
Yeah. That's some Clarksville geography for everybody that can't see, which is everybody.
Right, except for us.
Speaking of PlayStation, you like that?
That's smooth.
Smooth. Speaking of State of Play, Sony did another State of Play, and they showed off some stuffs. Short, quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most people's biggest takeaway from the State of Play, they showed off a Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer.
Yes, they did.
Short, looks like Final Fantasy. I don't know. I mean, people are still excited about this. Square Enix did get out after they showed off the trailer, and they did confirm it's still episodic.
Yes.
This thing is going to be episodic.
It's a... I don't know how they're going to separate, though, because it is a long game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like your episodes are going to be like 20 hours. I think that... I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea at this point, because they've been talking about this thing for 4 years now. They've got to get something out. Episodic at least allows them to get that first one forward.
Right.
Get that first one out and then move forward. So I don't think that's a horrible idea necessarily.
They also showed off Monster Hunter World Iceborne, which is a DLC for Monster Hunter Worlds. Also, it will be available as like a complete edition. So you can scoop up the game and the Frozen Wilds.
Mm-hmm.
The whatever it's called.
It's not Frozen Wilds.
Iceborne. Yeah. You can pick those up together.
Frozen Wilds.
They also showed off from Friday the 13th creator Predator Hunting Grounds,
mm-hmm.
which works like you think.
Yep.
They need to be careful with this idea because Evolve didn't work.
Evolve did not work.
Friday the 13th kind of worked.
It got much better over time. It's essentially, it's a Dead by Daylight with the Predator.
Yeah, Preds.
Which, it's a cool idea.
It's fun.
And what should be interesting about it is, it'll be interesting if they do it. I don't know. I don't think they stated. But if they add verticality to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Getting up in trees, climbing cliffs, that kind of thing.
It won't have any of that.
It probably won't, but...
Medieval got a release date, October 25th. Also, ooh. I don't like when people say that differently. It's Medieval. It's just spelled stupid.
you don't like when they call it Medieval?
No, I hate that. they showed off a new... this is Tokyo Jungle-esque. It's just the article I'm reading from. I don't know if that's the game I would pick, but... they showed off a new game called Away that looks cool for PS4 and PC. They showed off a four-player co-op game, Riverbound, which features characters from Shovel Knight, Bastion, and more coming this summer. I was actually pretty into that.
Yeah, nothing was super exciting to me on this.
Yeah, I'm kind of into the Riverbound.
I don't understand where I did not get take Tokyo Jungle away from.
Yeah, me either.
Away. I didn't get Tokyo Jungle.
That's just what it said. But Riverbound looks good to me now. The biggest highlight for me for this whole thing, they showed off a new PS4.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. It reminds me of the blue one they did. Remember that blue badass one?
Yes.
It's just like that, but gray sort of. It just has the symbols across the middle. It's just a good-looking PS4.
It does look good.
I don't suggest buying one if you don't have one. But if you just... I mean, if you got that fuck you money...
Buy two
and send us one.
Right.
Look there. Look at it. Looks good.
It does.
It's a good look.
It's like a real dark, deep dark gray.
It's like gunmetal, yeah.
Like a gunmetal gray.
And the buttons, the icons, they look like brushed aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Like a brushed metal look to them. I like that controller, or that system. That controller won't show Grom either.
No, it won't. I wonder if they'll eventually sell that controller separate.
Probably.
I really hope so.
So that was kind of state of play. Like I said, not a lot to get excited about. I'm sure most people are jazzed up about the Final Fantasy.
Yeah. I will probably get it. It'll be interesting.
It looks like they have certainly gone all in.
Yeah, it does.
The one thing
I'm not getting from it that I don't know is if we're... I mean, everything that they've shown in the trailer, right, granted, it's not a lot of gameplay, but I'm not getting turn-based strategy out of it.
I don't know. I don't like... I'm going to go ahead and upset half of the listening audience. I don't like Final Fantasy, and I'm not going to play this. I hope people that like it enjoy it. That's where I land on it.
Yeah, nobody likes you now.
That's fine. Fuck them.
It is fine. Fuck them.
I don't play sports games either, assholes.
I don't either. You know, I don't play the Call of Duty games.
Yeah, I don't like to blow shit up all the time. But you play something that takes a little intelligence, you know?
Like Rocket League.
Like car soccer. Jesus. Be a grown-up. Play some car. And also build stuff in dreams.
Yeah, right.
And you do like to shoot shit with a division.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I do, but there's tactics to it. It's not just shooting stuff.
It's not just Call of Duty, say it. They're already pissed off, just say it.
It's not just Call of Duty where you just shoot everything. There's a tactical aspect to it that you have to take into account.
Right, you can't just play like a normal shooter.
No, you can't just shoot everything in the face.
Speaking of shooting everything in the face, EA Access finally coming to PS4. 16 years after launching on the Xbox One.
I don't think it was that long.
Yeah, I couldn't find the date, but that seems right. You'll be able to pay $5 a month or $30 annually to subscribe to EA Access. With the subscription, you'll get access to the vault of free EA titles such as Titanfall 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2, FIFA 18. Subscribers also get 10% discount on all digital EA games as well as their expansions. They also do the trials things where you can like play it first.
Yeah, and they usually give you 10 hours of early access before the game actually releases.
Where do you land on this?
I have it on the Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
There's some games that it gave me a chance to try that I wanted to try but probably would have never bought. Also, when Mass Effect came out, I was able to play that 10 days early when Andromeda came out.
Would you consider canceling over there and getting it on PS4?
Well, I would like to think that they carry over.
Yeah, everybody would, but they haven't said anywhere. I keep hearing people say, like, surely that carries over, right? If I have one, I have the other, but no one...
I mean, you're paying for the access to EA Access. You're not paying to use it on the Xbox.
I hear you, and if it was anybody other than EA, I would agree with you.
Well, that's true. I probably wouldn't because I already have it on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Gerald's all in. He likes it.
Yeah. No, I do like the EA Play or the EA Access, but I need that to just be an app that's available on PS4, not have to pay for it again.
I like it from the standpoint of, like, I do sometimes want to play sports games, but I don't ever want to buy sports games.
And you can get them there.
Like, I every now and then I got a real craving to play, like, one game of Madden.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not worth purchasing.
That's how I am with racing games. So that comes in handy because they've always got the Need for Speeds on there. I can do a little bit of racing for an hour and be like, yep, had my fill.
I've got the Need for Speed.
You know, I think I played some Unravel on there.
That game was good.
It was available. So, got the. It gave me the opportunity to try out Mirror's Edge, the second
Catalyst.
One. Catalyst. Catalyst. That's a game I normally would have bought, and I'm really glad I didn't, because it was not as good as the first one at all. So, there was that. So yeah, EA Access is a good value. And $30 a year is phenomenal, I think, for what you get for that.
He's on the QA there. Did you see that concerning line right there? It said, how do I get EA Access on PC and PS4?
No, I did not see it.
Yeah, it makes me believe that it's separate.
It can't be separate. If it's separate, I mean, I'm not getting it for the PS4.
What if there's loot boxes to get it?
I don't care.
Microtransactions, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Ghost Recon Breakpoint, also known as Wildlands 2, was announced. And I wonder about the name here.
The Breakpoint?
I wonder if it should not have been just Wildlands 2. That game was very popular. It had a big following, and I wonder if you want to confuse people who were only sort of in it.
Well, there are going to be, it is going to have some changes to it from Wildlands. While Wildlands was incredibly popular, I think it was universally regarded that it wasn't a Ghost Recon game. And I feel like maybe with Breakpoint, we don't know quite enough yet, but I feel like maybe they may be scaling back to some of that tactical aspect again. For example, one thing we do know is that there's not going to be any AI bots anymore. Or I should say co-op AI bots. You know, in the first one, in Wildlands, you could have bots that just acted as the rest of your squad. They're not going to have that in Ghost Recon Breakpoint. So I feel like they may be scaling back to some of the earlier Ghost Recons that did involve some tactic and stealth and coordination. Not all the way back to that, but just kind of somewhere in the middle.
It looks, as someone who didn't play it and won't play this new one probably, it looks like Wildlands 2 to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that name carries weight, and I just don't know that I would have gotten rid of it. But either way, this takes place on a fictional island, reminiscent of New Zealand.
What is it, Aurora?
Aurora. There's a drone factory. Building drones, just drones everywhere, a lot of drone action.
It's basically like a Elon Musk.
Yeah, the cool thing is, if you're playing the game alone, then you actually have good drones so that you can do some of the sync shots and stuff like that.
Right.
So you can get sweet drone-on-drone action. It looks neat. It doesn't look like anything I want to play. I think it looks better than Wildlands. I think it looks like Wildlands. I think people will be very pleased with it. I think people really, that Wildlands really grew on people.
And it actually says, if you go to the website, it actually talks about having raids and that kind of stuff. So while it's not a shooter or it's not an MMORPG, it appears to be pulling some of the aspects from that. So I guess.
Another change from Wildlands, you'll be able to use the perks and abilities and weapons you're able to use are determined by distinct character classes in Breakpoint. Mm-hmm. All four of these are available at launch with additional classes. Following in the months after release, the company has also confirmed there'll be a solo and co-op as well as PvP modes at launch, and you can carry your progress between them.
I'll tell you one thing this trailer did do for me. Is it made me want to try Wildlands.
Mm-hmm.
I am really considering getting Wildlands because I've heard that game is still is phenomenal now. It had some problems when it first came out, but now it's phenomenal.
You get that Breakpoint. Gerald's in with you.
So I'm thinking about, I haven't pre-ordered it. I did sign up for the beta. You can go to Ubisoft.com and sign up for the beta.
Or
I've
you
done
can
so.
Pre-order it and get the beta guaranteed.
Or you can pre-order it and get the beta guaranteed. I'm not pre-ordering it. But, you know, I want to support Ubisoft because they've just done some phenomenal things the last 3-4 years. Not so much with what they brought out, but how they have adapted it and followed it and constantly supported it. And listen to the community. I mean, Ubisoft has really come a long way from, you know, the days of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Their support should be a instructional video for everyone who makes games.
Yes. So, Come on with my next Splinter Cell, Ubisoft. Come on.
Hey, so there you go. You can try Wildlands for free on Xbox.
Oh, yes, you can.
You guys could hook up over there.
I don't know if I'm going to play it on Xbox.
Hook up.
I'm not hooking up with anybody.
Hook up. Speaking of hooking up, Fortnite Block Party. Summer Block Party taking place right after E3 in Los Angeles, California. Epic Games has announced they're hosting a Fortnite party just after E3. The two-day event will start on June 15th at the Forum in Inglewood, California. They're not officially tied in with E3. It's obviously they planned it to coincide with the travel dates. But the event will kick off with a creative tournament on June 15th featuring celebrities and streamers. That tourney will include a new player-made game designed just for the event. Then on June 16th, the event will host a celebrity pro-am. Attendees include Ninja, Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. Also, I hate that guy always has to have of Panic at the Disco after his name. Dylan Francis, Kitty Plays, Cray, and Jordan Fisher.
Okay, now, it could be possible that I'm just old, but this celebrity program, should we take some of the emphasis off celebrity, or am I just that old?
That's like Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, the dancers are more of the stars.
Right, right. These, I mean, Ninja, yeah, he's well known. These other people,
Brendan Urie is well known.
I think people know who Panic at the Disco is, yeah.
Here's
but
the thing.
But if they ask most people, they're not necessarily going to be telling who Brendan Urie is.
He's in that Taylor Swift's new song.
Yes.
It fucking says in the song name, Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
Yes.
As if that's his full name.
Because nobody knows who the hell Brendan Urie is unless you add from Panic at the Disco.
I think it's Brendan Urie, too. I think we keep saying it wrong.
It is Brendan. I said Brendan.
You said Brandon that last time.
I said Brendan.
Brandon.
Okay, whatever.
Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, this is kind of like Dancing with the Stars. Like you said, it's kind of like people who might be kind of known. I don't know that that counts as celebrity.
Panic at the Disco was like a Fall Out Boy ripoff. Then it turned out Panic at the Disco had much more staying power.
Right, but like they were popular, what?
Oh, he's popular now because they have that High Hope song.
Oh, yeah.
People love that song. They like to put it with any kind of inspirational thing that's on TV, too.
Uh-huh. But before that, it was like, what, 2008?
Like every album they put out, there's always like that one song that gets hardcore radio play for them. It's just funding everything. Gerald's never heard of him, so he needs the Of Panic at the Disco behind his name.
Like Blink 182?
It's just weird. You just wouldn't. I don't know.
Blink was. They had like one song that was a huge hit on every single one of their albums.
Yeah. You just don't see where it says like of X band. That's weird. It's not like Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. Like, yeah, it's just Chad Kroeger. Nobody I hope he's in the Fortnite Pro-Am.
Nobody cares about Chad Kroeger except for you anyway.
You see that look that he's got going on, Brendan Urie there? That's a homeless look if you're not on stage with a microphone.
That's true.
That's like a jacket with no shirt underneath.
Right. That's hobo chic right there.
Yeah. Huh. Good for that guy. Getting a song with Brendan. Taylor Swift. That's a
big deal.
That's a blank check. That's what that is. Just make it for however much you want.
Whoa.
You like those pants?
Are those pants?
No,
those aren't pants.
Thigh highs.
Those are thigh high boots. I think that old Brandon's wearing with a suit jacket.
It's Brendan, and I think it's been photoshopped. Now it's on Hulk's body. I don't know where Hulk's face.
That's not the Hulk.
Who is that? Is that Mr. Clean? Can I get a zoom in on that?
That's Tiki Barber.
Is it?
Yes. Uh-huh. No,
where
not
did they
that.
Put these boots on everybody. What is this?
I don't know.
Who wore the boots?
Oh, you know what they are? They're from that Broadway show, Kinky Boots.
That's what I was wondering. Who wore the boots best? Was Brendan Urie in the Kinky Boots?
No, I don't believe so.
He doesn't wear a shirt often, huh? Well, he was in a unitard.
Yeah, he likes
that
to show off. He definitely likes to show off his chest. Brendan.
Yeah. Oh yeah, or Brandon.
Brendan.
If we say it wrong. That's how everything he has. That's forever how everything he has is right there. Brendan Urie, Panic at the Disco. Also, yes. Panic has a fucking exclamation mark after it.
Because it's like, Panic at the Disco.
Exclamation point.
That's what separates them.
Panic at the Disco.
Boy.
Who's
What's
stupid?
Going on here?
Gerald hates him. Never heard of him, but hates him.
Yeah.
He cast his judgment strictly based off of the shirtless attitude.
Off the hobo chic look.
You're into shirtless, though.
Me?
That's your thing.
Yeah, shirtless doesn't bother me.
What about pantless?
Pantless I'm not as into in general. I generally prefer pant on people.
Depends who, I get it.
Shirts... Could take it or leave it. I mean, either way, do what you want
to
do.
Back to the Fortnite block party. You can pre-sell. You can buy pre-sale tickets right now through Ticketmaster. Tickets for the event are $35 and include both days of the event, tournaments, along with other themed Fortnite activities like zip lining and Fortnite mini golf. You can also eat at Der Burger, Pizza Pete, and Soft D's ice cream shop.
I missed an opportunity there.
I got to be real honest. I don't know what any of that stuff means. But if you're into Fortnite, this is affordable, and it'll probably actually be fun.
Uh-huh.
If you're into Fortnite.
Softies nuts ice cream is what it should be.
Yeah, I'm just assuming that Gerald will be there because he's Mr.
He's
Fortnite.
He's all in on Fortnite.
Yep, he's Mr. Fortnite. He's saying no, but his face is saying yes.
Uh-huh. Is that Megan Fox he's got saying now?
Yeah, I like Megan Fox a lot.
I do too.
She's apparently like incredibly intelligent. I've heard from.
Have you watched
places.
That show at all? I want to watch the show.
I haven't watched it.
With her, where she like goes and talks about history at different places.
I've heard from everybody though that not. I mean,
she's really into it. She's like really into it. I guess.
Yeah, she like reads between scenes all the time, like books, not like her script. Like she's.
No, I understood what you meant.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't want you to think I was saying she was fucking
It's not like she's reading the back
to
of her hairspray bottle.
Right.
Oh, there it is. Legends of the Lost.
Carbonated water. Corn syrup.
Right.
What happened?
Citric acid.
Guano.
Yeah, it's like an archaeology show.
What's it come on?
I want to say AMC? Or maybe History Channel?
Maybe Travel Channel?
Could be Travel Channel. It is Travel Channel.
Travel is now like TRVL, right?
No.
Yeah, it is. See? TRVL.
Maybe that's how they do it, but they're spelling it wrong.
That's how they do it now.
Yeah, she's like really into history and stuff, apparently.
I like her in that Transformers movie. The Shia LaBeouf one.
That's my favorite. Yeah, mine too.
That's the best Transformers movies, too. Changed my mind.
I haven't seen Bumblebee. I want to see Bumblebee. I think Bumblebee looks good.
I haven't seen it either.
But I do want to.
Yeah. That's all the news. But I know it was good.
Other than that, I agree with you.
I know it was good. Shia LaBeouf, I like him.
I'm not a huge Shia fan. He was good then. That was like his like good period.
He's good in movies.
When he did like Holes.
Holes is good.
And he did that.
Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye's good.
Yeah, he's okay.
Well, no, was it Eagle Eye? No, not Eagle Eye. It's
Yeah, Eagle Eye.
What's the one where he spies on the neighbor? Him and the girl spy on the neighbor.
Disturbia,
that's the one I'm
also good.
Of.
Pull up Eagle Eye, though. Eagle Eye's good. Fury, he's good in Fury.
He was good in Fury was a good movie. If you haven't seen Fury, check out Fury. It really is a good movie.
Yeah, this is Eagle Eye. Or
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Eagle Eye.
Yeah, there he is. Look at him.
It was like Enemy of the State. It was
Ooh,
all it was.
I love Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State's a good movie, goddamn.
Can you pull up his entire catalog? I want to see what he's been in.
Oh, my God, his entire catalog.
Yeah.
Charlie Countryman, he was in that.
Now, I want to make a quick statement that he is fucking nuts. but I enjoy his movies.
Lawless.
He was good in Lawless.
He was good in Lawless. So was Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy was better in Lawless.
Indiana Jones wasn't bad because of him.
The writing was bad.
But not because of him.
You're right. No, you're right. The writing was bad, but not because of him.
God, he's been in 8,000 things.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of shit, dude. I knew that.
We pretty much went through his good ones, though.
But, oh, shit, what were we talking about?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, but what about Shia LaBeouf?
That he's been in everything.
No, that's not. It was something that I didn't like him in. That you did.
Eagle Eye.
No, it was just... No, I said that was just Enemy of the State. We were past that.
X-Files.
He was in an episode of X-Files? Yeah, I guess he was.
Apparently, he was also in an episode of ER.
Oh, I don't think he's... I don't think he's nuts.
Oh, he's nuts.
I don't think he's nuts. I think he is...
He was in iRobot.
I think he probably might have a substance abuse problem. With alcohol, definitely.
Mm.
And I think that tends to tamper his judgment. Other than that, I think he has enough money and he's young enough. Because when I was young, I got like some crazy, stupid ideas too. I just couldn't put them into fruition.
He was in that Nymphomaniac.
So I think he does. He was in those. I have not seen those.
I hear those are intense.
I've heard that too. I've heard they are. I do want to see Borg versus McEnroe because I think that that is a genius bit of casting. Shia LaBeouf is John McEnroe.
What about the Peanut Butter Falcon?
I don't know what that is.
I've never even accidentally heard about that.
Me either.
Or the Tax Collector. That's post-production.
What about
that Rocket Man movie they keep pulling up?
Zach runs away from his care home to make his dream of becoming a wrestler come true.
Huh. Who all's in there?
Interesting. Dakota Johnson.
That's it.
John Hawks. Thomas Hayden Church. Bruce Dern. John Bernthal. Dakota Johnson.
John Bernthal.
Is that Jake? Jake, as in Jake the Snake Roberts? Sweet.
John Bernthal is in Wildlands.
He is. He plays...
The bad guy.
Bad guy. No, he plays the good guy in Wildlands.
Oh, yeah, he plays the bad guy in...
But in Breakpoint, he's essentially going to be that character gone rogue for Wildlands.
They could have called it Wildlands Rogue.
They went with Breakpoint.
Or Rogue One.
Not to be confused with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze. And the Rocket Man movie is a biopic about
Elton John. It looks okay to me.
Me too. It looks phenomenal.
What happened to the days where they wait for you to die, though?
Nope. Well, because people live so fucking hard now that... Whoa.
That's a crazy picture of Shia LaBeouf.
That is.
How do you feel about people that call him Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, that's not his name.
Okay. Why is he tatted up right there? Have you ever heard him rap? He'll freestyle, too.
It's LaBeouf.
There's videos of him freestyling on radio shows.
Yeah, the tax guy looks like... He looks like he's playing...
A cop?
Like a gang member.
Maybe he's a cop.
Maybe. Maybe he's literally a tax collector.
He's pretty shredded.
For that he is. For this movie, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe he's an undercover cop or something.
Just ask him. If he is, I'll have to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Are you a cop?
That's going to do it for the news. Let's head over to shout-outs. Remember, if you want a shout-out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us at the $10 tier over there. And if you do that, we'll give you a shout-out each and every week. It's your shout-out, of course, but if you don't give us one, we'll give you one because that's what we do.
Indeed.
So Thomas was texting me about Breakpoint. He's jazzed up about it.
Is he? Good.
He says, Ghost Recon's pulling me back in. Breakpoint is going to be good, I'm thinking. We went back and forth on a couple things. He also told me to check out A Plague Tale: Innocence.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that. I want to check that out.
Which looks pretty rad, too.
We, him and I talked about that a little bit last week. Last week, I think. Yeah, that looks good. That actually comes out this Tuesday, I believe.
I also read a story about from the Until Dawn people from Supermassive.
Yeah.
They were talking about Until Dawn specifically and how people still want them to make another Until Dawn and how they get constant feedback from people. But they talk about why that's very unlikely they ever do that.
Right.
Because
I think I saw that.
That story was told.
There's nothing to add.
Right. And because you had people live and die, yours might not necessarily work out for them to do after, and the before doesn't make sense because they showed up then. They, you know, they're doing the same thing in what is it? What's their new one? Median Man or something like that.
Yeah.
Same basic idea. It's like four or five college students. Like, it's the same idea. But Until Dawn 2 would be hard because you know what happens.
Right.
There's a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end of it, I guess.
I mean, but you can't really... If you're going to do that, a sequel, then you have to determine which ending's canon. And you take that away from the players.
Also, they made Rush of Blood, which is fine. And then they made Inpatient. So I think you got more than enough Until Dawn.
Yeah.
Inpatient's good, too.
I still have to finish it.
You'll have to start over at this point.
Probably. I'm not going to lie, man. That game freaked me the fuck out. I don't usually get freaked out.
Hoo-wee. And as a sissy, I had a tough time with that game. Because I do normally get freaked out, and I had a hard time. It was one of those weird situations where I was like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm not quitting because I paid for it and because I love VR. And it came out at a time where there wasn't a lot of big VR games. So I'm like, it's happening.
Uh-huh. It was, in the way it was done, it wasn't a whole lot of, there were some jump scares, but the whole game makes you incredibly uneasy.
Disturbing.
And then it gets worse.
I had to, that was a game where I would play for like an hour and I had to get out of the headset because I needed to know reality was all right. Let me just wait a second before I play any more of this. Just check my surroundings.
Yeah, it's definitely something. But yeah, a Plague Tale. Yeah, good call, Thomas. We talked about that a little bit last week. And yeah, it looks super. It really looks interesting. If you're not familiar with it, essentially what it is I think you're looking for your parents or trying to escape something. But you're doing it during the time of the plague, the Black Plague in Europe. So essentially you have to use light and darkness to send rats either away from you or towards your enemies and things. It's got a real interesting idea behind it.
It's neat looking.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, and it's a little bit of a different mechanic. So,
are you going to get it?
I might.
Looks like you play a brother and a sister.
I'm starting to Jones.
Is that a brother and a sister?
Need to spend some money on a game.
Yeah, spend that money. How much is it? Is it 60?
It's expensive. I'm probably not getting it full price if it's 60. I think it is 60. It might be 50.
What if it's 30?
I'm going to have to debate.
Even at 30?
It'll be much more of a debate.
Click on that pre-order now button. Let's see how much it cost.
What? I think it's 60, though. I really do.
A 60 spot. 50. $49.99.
Oh, it is 50. Yeah, I think that's a little high.
It's got 45 ratings. Not out yet.
Until I find more out. Until I see how it... Just because a game looks cool in the trailer doesn't mean it's going to be good.
It's a perfect 5 stars out of 5 stars without releasing.
Uh-huh.
On PlayStation Network. Our next shout out comes from Zach Wimbush. He also didn't send us one, which is okay because he sends us great ones when he does. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep it simple. And that he says, visit California. Sunshine State. Come stay for a while. Go to the
Fortnite
block party.
Florida's the Sunshine State.
No, what the fuck is California called?
I don't know, but it's not the Sunshine
State. Shout out to Virginia because their license plate says Virginia's for lovers.
Virginia's for lovers, yeah.
Shout out to them. Whatever California is, he says visit there because that's where your almonds come from. A lot of almonds up there. Almonds need bees, too, so if you kill bees, you don't like almonds.
Yeah.
Can I get a California slogan? I want to be right about this. It's got a,
motto.
They got a bear on the flag, right?
Eureka. No, that's it.
Eureka State?
Oh, duh. It's the Golden State.
Oh, yeah. Like the Warriors. How frustrated are you if you're from California and just listen to us do that? How frustrated was Thomas and Garrett right then? Or not Thomas, Zach and Garrett right then.
Zach and Garrett.
We're like, hey, what's that? What's the big like kind of L-shaped state on the side?
Oh,
there?
We lost them.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
It's just a matter of time till California breaks off into the ocean, anyways.
You think so?
Yeah, it's happening.
Maybe.
Haven't you seen San Andreas?
I have. Yes.
Featuring Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And Alexander Daddario, Carla Gugino.
Man, look at that road they just lead. Look at San Andreas. That movie looks incredible from that poster.
Mm-hmm.
That movie wasn't incredible.
It was not. Have you seen Skyscraper?
No. I heard it's okay.
I haven't either. I'm probably not going to.
Now, what about Rampage?
I have not seen
Rampage. I heard it wasn't okay. So, California, it's for lovers. Go visit, and that's right. I think I nailed it. Side note, do you see Denver has decriminalized shrooms?
I thought they were just still in a discussion over it.
Yeah, I think they voted to take it to a vote. Isn't that how anything works nowadays? You vote to vote.
Yeah, they...
Let's see. Let's
interesting.
Let producer Gerald get this pulled up.
Do some work, son.
I thought it was a thing. Now I thought you could just get them.
Oh, there it is.
Let's see. First city to decriminalize. Yeah. Hallucinogenics.
Huh. Nice.
Denver got some of that weed money, and they're like, hold up. What else can we do this for?
How else can we make a bunch of money?
Things are popping off up here.
Well, yeah, they basically are making so much money that even from the taxes, they're like completely taking care of the school system.
Here's what I like, though. At a certain point, Denver's going to okay something and then have to roll that back.
Probably.
They're going to be like, you know what, you can do cocaine here. And they're like, hey, so we had to stop the cocaine.
We had to call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
More than likely.
Go to Denver.
Yeah.
Denver's slogan, just drugs.
Right. Denver, do whatever you want.
Denver, smoke them if you got them. Also, eat mushrooms.
You don't smoke mushrooms.
You could. You smoke anything. I saw that big giant blue horse when I was there.
I mean, that's true, but that's not really what that means. We're at the airport?
The big Bronco. No, I saw it when I was on the light train, the light rail.
Oh, okay.
You could see it, I think. Denver was a really cool city, but I wouldn't want to live there. I don't fit into the vibe of Denver.
It's very hippie, right?
Yeah.
Hippie hipster,
yeah.
Hippie and hipster and organic.
It's very organic, grass-fed, free-range, weed-smoking.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody on the street corner just playing music, and they're like, yeah, man, I love you. And I'm like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
I probably don't love you.
I might not even like you, more than likely.
I'm not saying you shouldn't love your neighbor, but we're not neighbors, you know?
Right.
From a different fucking state than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently that horse is at the airport. It's got a laser shooting out of its eye.
Sweet.
Maybe we saw it on the bus ride over. I don't know. Visit California if you like avocados.
And almonds.
And and no rain. Wine. And wine.
And sunshine.
Yeah. The golden sunshine state. We also offended Florida with that, so I appreciate that was a double discount we got right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Two insults for the price of one.
What's this wee shit?
We're a team.
It was now we're a team.
Now we're a team.
Got it.
Could you, what's do you know any other mottos? What's New York? Empire State. Come on.
We're the Empire State. Missouri's a show me state.
Oh yeah, I like that too. Show me. We're the Volunteer State, which I don't agree with.
You are the Volunteer State.
I like New Hampshire. They are live free or die.
Yeah, but that's not like, that's a state motto, though. That's not
what we're talking about, mottos.
No, we're not. We're talking about what the state is.
They're mottos.
They're
Virginia's
not mottos.
For lovers.
Virginia's for
you
lovers.
You can fuck in Virginia. That's what they were going to put, but it was too long.
You really can't. Thus always to tyrants.
I don't like some of these.
Mountaineers are always free.
Tennessee is agriculture and commerce.
They don't even have a state motto. That's why. New York is ever upward.
Excelsior.
Excelsior, which is Latin for ever upward.
Live free or die, see?
Where's that?
New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They just dropped the motherfucker off the back end of that. Put it right on a license plate. All for country, Nevada. We could drop Nevada. I wouldn't even care.
No?
Mm-mm.
You're not a Vegas guy?
I mean, I don't dislike it. I like the idea of going
Vegas.
More than I like going.
Love people. A lot of people love Vegas.
Wait, scroll up. Who's now I'm about to throw up. Somebody was just industry. It wasn't even just industry.
Is that Ohio?
Probably they don't have any creativity over
Michigan?
There. Rhode Island's hope. Utah. Should have known.
Yeah, Rhode Island's also
Wisconsin
the smallest
is Ford.
State.
Ford. Texas is friendship. I know better than that.
Ford.
You can just pick whatever you want. Ohio is with God, all things are possible. I don't like a lot of these.
Yeah, I'm not a state motto guy. I'm not a state flower guy, state bird, state animal. I don't need all that.
Visit California if you like Mexican food. Or sourdough
actually,
bread.
You can go anywhere along that rim there. You could go to probably New Mexico, Arizona, Texas. They
Tennessee,
all have.
Yeah, I get it.
Tennessee's not.
We have good Mexican food.
I mean, yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not Tex-Mex. It's Tin-Mex.
It's not even a fucking thing.
For sure somebody calls it that.
All right, wrap us up. I'm done.
Wrap it up. What are you upset about? The Tin-Mex?
The Tin-Mex, yeah. That got to me. I don't know why. It's stupid. I don't care. It really bothered me.
I think it's pretty good. Can you search Tin-Mex, Gerald? Just see what we get.
No.
Just see what it pulls up. If it pulls up food... Should it be T-E-N-N, Max?
Probably. It's not. It shouldn't be anything because it's not even a fucking thing.
No, run that shit together. Don't space it. You got something.
No, not
you got
wrong, like Max.
M-E-X. That was the greatest moment of this show. Also the name of the show. like a Mecky Gideon. I can't keep it together. See, aren't you glad we did this?
I can't breathe.
I wish that had been on video. Tennessee Max. We're gonna be done with this show now. You can follow us.
Yeah,
on
see,
Chelsea
there's not a, that's not a thing. Tin-Mex food isn't a
that,
thing.
That created the most. Yeah, Tin-Mex. El Plaricio Mexican restaurant.
It's giving you Mexican restaurants in Tennessee. That Tin-Mex isn't a thing.
I can't even concentrate.
Go back. Type in 10 mechs like the giant robot again and see what it pulls up.
The way you had it. Go to some images. Mechanical. They're building those Tennessee mechs. That made my whole day.
Oh, that was great.
Follow us on social medias. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan's at Shirtless Dan, and Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together we are at @game_stitch. We're going to have some updates about social media real soon. Maybe get that rolling again. Follow us on YouTube also. We never post anything except for the show. So there's that. We're really bad at the social side of this, but we do a show each week.
We still have to play No Way Out. We've talked about it for over
a
year.
It's called A Way Out.
Oh, yeah.
The way you're playing, it's much more depressing. There's no way out the way you're doing it.
We still haven't played that, and we've talked about it for over a year.
Yeah, I'm down. I don't have time, but I'm down.
I don't have time, but I'm down, too.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks, producer Gerald. Thanks, you lovely, beautiful son of a bitches that listen every week. Couldn't do it without you. I mean, we could. It'd be weird, though.
It'd definitely be weird. Do we still make a noise if no one listens?
Yeah, it's like a tree. I get it. Also, did I talk about Cabin Land?
Cabin Land?
On last week's show. It's a YouTube thing that I suggest people go watch.
I don't think so.
Cabin Land. I enjoy it. That's going to do it for us. On behalf of myself and Dan and producer Gerald, I'll just close it out for everybody.
It's fine.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.